brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Let's go to Ann in Pittsburgh. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi, we are doing well. How can we help?
Well, I hope you can help. That's my question. Is there any hope for our situation? We have been married 19 years. We're in our 50s. We have one special needs son. We're both self-employed. I have a business from home, which has been very helpful with our son and being home when he gets off the bus, all that kind of stuff. My husband has always controlled 99% of the finances. My name is not on the bank account. I don't have a login. His business and our home bills are combined on the same account, which I know probably should not be that way. We have a home loan of about $243,000. If sold, it might be worth $700,000. The big problem I came to realize is that our credit cards are at $209,000.
Wow.
We have a car loan for $21,000, and some of the credit cards are his business only. But as far as I'm aware, you know, in certain states, your debt is your debt, and half and half, debt and assets. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, I can't get through to him. He just blows up when I try to say, hey, let's try a budget. Hey, here's all the credit cards on a Excel spreadsheet that shows all the percentages. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just kind of banging my head on a wall, and I don't know how to protect myself, how to protect my son. The only good news is that I do have a 401k that is in my name from before we were married, and then we also have I have a little bit of savings, and then he does have a life insurance policy, God forbid anything happens. But he's not well mentally, and he's been, you know, threatening a lot of things, and I thought I should try and get some advice.
Are you thinking about walking away from this?
At this point, I really can't right now. I can't right now. My business is here on the property, and if I would leave, the other thing is I would be taking my autistic child away from the only home he knows, that he's had his whole life, his dogs, his everything that's comfort to him.
And your husband's not open. Is he? I'm guessing based on what you said.
I think he knows that he's in the toilet. I think he realizes. I mean, he's paying the minimums on the credit cards. That's it.
And where's the revenue of your business going, Ann? What account is that going into?
It's going in with everything else. I don't make much.
Okay.
Last year I had it written down here last year.
Hey, do you suspect that there could be IRS debt as well? Because when you tell me that all the business bills and all the personal bills and everything's together, that sounds like a mess.
I don't. I think he's pretty OCD about keeping track of stuff.
Okay.
Last year's gross income was $233,000, but then by the time we got to the bottom of the income is $26,000 once he takes off depreciation,
Of business does he have?
He's an electrical contractor.
So he's making $26,000 a year. He's paying himself $26,000.
Technically, yeah. And it's just him. He doesn't have employees.
And what about you?
Just myself.
And what do you bring in? What's your payment from your business?
I'm lucky if I bring $10,000 or less.
So you guys combined are living off of $36,000. And you've got the $21,000 in car debt. And how much in credit cards?
$209,000.
Okay. And is there anything else that you think might be out there, not including the mortgage?
No. And of that $209,000, $40,000 is just for his business. But of course, I'm pretty sure I'm liable for that as well.
But everything else. And so is he using these credit cards to keep you guys afloat just month to month?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you said he's not mentally well, do you mind going into a little bit more detail on that?
I mean, there's increased alcohol. You can tell there's depression.
Yep.
Upset. We'll even mention the debt. We'll mention, my wife told me that we're this much in debt, and, you know, she must be full of it. I don't believe it. And he'll say this in front of his best friends, and it's like, oh my God, now he's like sharing it with folks. Mm. But I think he's embarrassed. I think he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep. So I think, you know, and it just sounds like my first protection is for you. And the fact that you don't have any access to anything, Anne, I mean, there could be a whole other life he's living, right? I mean, on different levels, on different scales, financially not. I'm like, you have no clue what's really going on. Mm-hmm. Because the money is kind of the paper trail to a degree on life and being able to see that. And you have no access to that, which is a hard line I draw. You have to be able to have access and have everything visual that you see. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing if you're like, oh my gosh, he's a spender, I'm a saver, I don't know what to do. It's a whole other thing. And you cross another line into another level of seriousness when you don't have the ability to access your money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So this is it's a more serious weight there that I hold now in this conversation. That creates more ultimatums. And I hear you say like, I can't leave all of that. But what I would do is that there's other ultimatums in this marriage that has to change, because you're not safe at that point, right?
Right.
How'd you find out about the 209? Just curious. Discovered it?
Oh, he did not tell me. I discovered it. I started going through his files.
Okay.
And I made like the biggest Excel spreadsheet you'd ever want to see in your life. And I just, you know, tried talking to him, and you know, we were okay there for a while. Oh, I'm paying it down. And then, you know, once a year I'd pull these files again and get everything sorted. And I did it again this year. And I said, he's to the point now where everything is minimums.
Yeah. For me, this falls into what I would call a level of financial abuse and infidelity, because he's keeping everything on his side. He's making moves without sharing them with you. And they're at the detriment to you and your family and your son. And I would push back on the fact that there's nowhere for you to go. There's always an option. But I can guarantee you this, it is not going to be a comfortable option. There's going to be no piece of it that feels comfortable or easy or,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I do think that you have to give yourself an ultimatum, and you need to say, all right, what am I going to do? What are my limits? What are my boundaries? And what is my time frame for me to, and what is an indicator that this is moving forward or that it's staying the same? Like, does that make sense? You have to have something very real and very measurable for this situation.
Yeah.
Right.
So whether that's I'm going to offer counseling and I'm going to give him 60 days to agree to it, or I'm going to ask him for these account passwords, and I'm going to ask him for, you know, complete transparency, and I'm going to give him 45 days to wrestle with that and get to that point. You've just got to make it very clear, write it down on paper. If you have a friend, get a friend. If you have a pastor, find a pastor, but you need somebody who knows. Does anybody else know this is going on besides us two girls on the radio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a few friends, close friends and family members.
And what are they suggesting? What are they saying, since they know the situation even more?
And they know him, and they know he's not right. I married the 37-year-old man who was set in his ways, and unfortunately he is a collector. And that's where the money has gone. He collects things, and to the point I said, can we sell some stuff?
You know, so is he hoarding too? Like, are you in that sort of a situation?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just enormous collections of things that are really our only hope. These assets that could help us get out from under this, but he's not willing to touch. I'm not selling any of my stuff, he says. Like, oh, great. Because years ago he did. He would sell a stamp collection, or he would sell other collection.
So you're just seeing a deterioration.
Yeah. So Anne, I would bring in a third party in that. And again, and it's so hard to say this on this side of the desk, because now Anne, we have to go, but you're going to be living this life. But not only is it a secret, but you're also behind. You're trying to live on $34,000 a year as well. So there's two ends of this that are really urgent. So I'm so sorry. I hope this was helpful to give him some ultimatums. But I so appreciate the call.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.